Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone that's listening to Sade Speaks. Welcome. This is your host, Sade Dennis. And again, this is Sade Speaks. This is the perfect spark that will inspire and motivate women who are in business, aspiring to be in business, or, you know, who just wants to live a more purposeful and impactful life. Women just like you who are fabulous in every way. This show airs every Thursday a.m., 11 a.m. is Eastern Standard Time, on the Professional Women Radio Network. As I mentioned, this show is the perfect spark that will actually inspire you and just get you on your day to be inspired and motivated, right? Don't we need that in business and in life? Well, today's show is about amazing women, okay? And in fact, this is actually going to start the Amazing Women series. As you all know, March is Women's History Month. And so we're going to look at the lives of some amazing women, contemporary women. I mean, not that looking at women who went before us is not important, because it is. And, in fact, we'll actually feature some of those women as well. But these women are women that are moving and shaking things today, that are making a real, real impact on the lives of their clients and just everyday people that span across multitudes of industries. Now, again, this is Sade Speaks on the Professional Women Entrepreneurs Network. For more information on the organization, feel free to visit our page at www.facebook.com/Professional Women Entrepreneur, entrepreneurs with an S. Today we're going to look at the lives of three amazing women. The first would be Dee Jolly. Now, Dee Jolly is an amazing woman. She is the wife of motivational speaker Jolly, who reigns from Washington, D.C. And she is the COO of Willie Jolly Worldwide. Our second woman that we're going to be looking at today is Gatsby Brown, an amazing visual artist in her own right, as well as an executive leader in the nonprofit world. And Doris McMillan, who is a former anchor and veteran journalist and the author of Mixed Blessings. Now, here's the thing. I know that I have some amazing women who are listening right now to this broadcast, either live or through an archive show, Facebook, or even on one of the PWE networks. And I know that you have things that you want to share as well. So, listen, feel free to either go on over to our Facebook page or my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Sade Dennis MS, okay, and tell me more about, you know, yourself, you know, while you're there. Don't forget to like the page. As I mentioned, this series will just start and kick off Women's History Month, okay? Now, what's really interesting as well, that these women that I'm featuring are also part of my Mosaic Life, Love, and Beauty from the Diaspora project that I've been working on for the last few years. These women have just really inspired me, and I had the awesome opportunity to sit down and talk with many of them and learn more about what they've done. And I'm, you know, fortunate that I am in relationship with these amazing women, and they have affected my life personally and professionally. So without further ado, Dee Jolly, she's our first celebrant on this episode. Dee Jolly, she's a COO of Willie Jolly Worldwide, which is a multi-tier personal and professional development organization. And she has the opportunity to travel the world with her husband. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why I chose Dee Jolly. She has just inspired people across the globe. In fact, they were recently, not too long ago, in Australia, just really motivating and inspiring the masses there. The company is helmed by her husband, Willie Jolly, actually Dr. Willie Jolly, who's an award-winning motivational speaker and best-selling author. Now, Dee is, she manages the business. She designs seminars and training programs, and she even negotiates the contracts, as well as overseeing the company, their daily operations, as well as accompanying her husband across the globe. She is a community activist, and listen, she served as an advisory neighborhood commissioner over in Washington, D.C. She has been recognized as Teacher of the Year for the District of Columbia, Training Director of the National Association of Home Builders, as well as Trainer for the American Management Association. Dee holds a master's degree in education and curriculum design from Catholic University of America. Dee's life revolves around her faith and her family. She's an active member of First Baptist Church Glenard in Maryland, and she enjoys cycling, Pilates, and swimming. And, you know, Dee's just all around just a fabulous, fabulous woman. What strikes me most about Dee is that not only is she beautiful on the outside, she's just an amazing, you know, inspiring woman that does not overlook anybody. I had a colleague of mine that was just kind of going through a rough patch at one point, and she shared that she met Dee and, you know, asked Dee for some advice. And as busy as Dee was, you know, just managing the whole entire, you know, floor after her husband had spoke, Dee took her to the side and just offered her some really sage advice to start her business. And she remembered that. And so this company now is probably on their way of making over maybe $500,000 training. So she definitely credits Dee her words of encouragement for that. So Dee is an amazing woman. Like I mentioned, go over to my Facebook page and you can learn more about Dee Jolly. Okay? So she's an amazing woman and, you know, as you'll see, just beautiful from the inside out. Now, our second amazing woman that we are featuring today is Gatsby Brown. Gatsby Brown. Gatsby is a CEO and executive consultant of the Gatsby Group. Now, the Gatsby Group, what's fascinating about them, they are consultants to philanthropy, okay, and they are a full-service strategic fundraising and communications organization. They're located in the Washington, D.C. area. What's so interesting about Gatsby? Gatsby is an executive. She's been a broadcaster, and truly, truly, she is a Renaissance woman. Gatsby is a visual artist. In fact, Gatsby just celebrated 10 years of her art at the Willard in October, just an amazing event where she honored people who are from Detroit, who are movers and shakers, who have lived, worked, and played in the Washington, D.C. area. I mean, her visual art is just amazing, and it portrays life, African-American life, as she saw it early in Detroit, where her mother, where she talks about her mother, who was a domestic who did everything that she could to make sure that her kids had the finer things, whether that be ballet, piano, and just all those types of things. Like I mentioned, Gatsby's also a nonprofit leader. She launched Nonprofit Thursdays in 2008, which is a lunch seminar series for invited nonprofit leaders in the Washington, D.C. area. And the series, underwritten by Merrill Lynch and Bank of America, has received rave reviews from the nonprofit community. Brown, Ms. Brown has authored three books, which is The Art of Praise, Seven Fatal Flaws of Nonprofit Board and How to Fit Them, and The Seven Qualities of Capital Campaign Success. She's also completing now The Business of a Spiritual Matter, which is specifically written for faith-based organizations. Gatsby has made her mark as an executive leader in organizations such as the National Urban League, Greenpeace, and the Washington National Opera. She brings innovative and strategic programs that have remained in place even right now. And listen, her campaigns, she teaches leaders how to raise millions for their organizations, everything from the Tuskegee Institute, you name it, to the National Opera. Gatsby has made moves and has taught other leaders. She is an adjunct professor over at the School of Fundraising in Indianapolis, which is just an amazing feat. As busy as she is, she still finds time to teach tomorrow's leaders what it means to fundraise when it comes to works, nonprofit work. So just an amazing woman in her own right. And listen, again, you can find more about Gatsby on my Facebook page. Last but not least, Doris McMillan. Doris McMillan is the President and Chief Strategic Officer for McMillan Communications. What I find so fascinating about Doris is that she is just really, truly an evangelist in her own right. She wants to make sure that everyone that she comes into contact with not only has a relationship with the Lord, but is living to their full potential. She is an amazing communicator and former anchor for ABC News Channel 7 over in the Washington, D.C. area. Listen, with a myriad of exceptional talent and diverse media experience, Doris brings an unequaled leadership and qualifications that she makes an impact with for her clients. She teaches people how to say it, how to look, as well as how you sound when it comes to presenting, when it comes to other leaders who have to present often. And she's an amazing voiceover talent as well. Just truly another Renaissance woman that I have featured. What I find interesting about Doris is that Doris has an amazing story, written book, called Mixed Blessing. And Mixed Blessing is a story of her childhood. She talks about it in the book, where she, she's an adoptee, and she was adopted from Germany. And so more information can be found out about that story. And like I said, her book is called Mixed Blessing. And it just it showcases her 30-year search for her German biological mother and her African-American biological father. Not only that, but Doris is one of the producers of Brown Babies, the Mischlinger story. This story is really a part of American history. But the unfortunate thing is that none of us really know about it. And so when I first heard about Brown Babies, I was really, really impacted. And the Mischlinger story is a story of biracial and bicultural illegitimate children who were unwanted by enemy nations. Brown Babies reveals a forgotten piece of world history through the eyes of the people who suffered most, the unwanted, ignored, and forgotten, then abandoned in orphanages and shipped off to adoptive families. The film tells the amazing story of Brown Babies and their search for their identity and their birth parents. Brown Babies is a powerful documentary by award-winning journalist Virginia Griffin. And Doris has just been at the helm of making sure that people hear this story. You know, like I mentioned, it's a part of American history, but unfortunately, many people have not heard about Brown Babies. And so for this reason, it is one of the reasons why I have chosen Doris to be one of the amazing women featured in this series, as well as the Mosaic Diaspora series. The series will be featured in online, as well as some print and multimedia art. And starting March 1st, you'll be able to just visually see and hear more about these amazing women as we lead into the entire month of Women's History Month. So it's very, very exciting to feature these women. Now, if you have a story that you'd like to be featured as a part of the Amazing Women series, let me know. Feel free to get on our website, which is facebook.com/professionalwomenentrepreneurs, or my site, my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ShadeDennisMS. And listen, while you're there, don't forget to click like. Listen, I'm so happy that you all could join me for today's episode. One real quick thing before I go is, have you ever thought about joining an organization that makes sense for you as a professional woman? Well, if you have, visit our page, facebook.com, Professional Women Entrepreneurs, and just read more about what we can offer, as well as the new opportunity of becoming a co-author. Have you ever wanted to write a book? I know I have. So me and some amazing women have gathered together to offer that to you. The leaders over at PWE want to make sure that you are successful in every way in your business. So, hey, that's it. That's it. What a great show today, wasn't it? So next time, don't forget to join us at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, have a purposeful and impactful life. Have an extraordinary life.